What about doing a film with Judah Schwartz?
Well, that was Sound Gallery. And that was 65. And Sam filmed Judith dancing in, if memory serves, colored light. He filmed her in color at 16 millimeter down on Seymour Street. And he cut it with her physical body movements and seagulls soaring and diving and all of that kind of thing.
So Karen, that was Judith. You remember that positively? Because she mentioned something. Oh, she said, well, ask Gary about this film that we did, like blah, 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 blah.
I can't remember how he soundtracked it. Whether it was just like diegetic sound of seabirds or what. Or like Jerry Walker was involved at that point with sound. He'd come back from Berkeley, and they had a huge electronic music school down there. And Martin and Jerry were working with us, Sam, etc., and getting pretty fancy with the sound, like not just hooking up some speakers, but they'd have like 8 speakers, 4 in each corner on the floor, 4 in each corner high up. And Jerry worked out a way of switching so that it was stereo, but the stereo would constantly do this in terms of, okay, from that corner down to that floor corner, and the others would be lower volume, but then they'd come up and those would go down so that, you know, just, they called it sound strobing. And that's really what it was. It was like reshaping the space with sound that moved, or the locations for the emission of sound moved or changed constantly. And in relation to real visual stroboscopic light, it was really bizarre. It was like being high without having taken any chemicals. It was really, really bizarre. I mean, very, very interesting.
So this was in California?
This was down on 1236 Seymour Street.
Oh, this was the...
This is where the sound gallery went after it left 4th Avenue. This was 65. Before Sam passed away and all that.
This so would this
leading
be,
up to the Trips Festival.
Was this being done with live sound as well? So,
well, it was stuff that essentially Martin and Jerry were putting together with... I think it was predominantly tape-based, but they had access to some electronic sound effects stuff. I don't think the Moog had become accessible, but the next best things were like signal generators and wave generators and all that kind of stuff, and then manipulating that with tape, speed and pitch and all that stuff that Terry Riley and those guys were going public with. And... yeah, I think in terms of a real peak of energies and really, really exciting experiments, the last ones happened on Seymour Street. Then the Trips Festival, and then Sam, and then Intermedia. So it was a peculiar progression of discursive events that went from 64, 65, 66 to 67 and the finish of that decade. But I remember that sound environment like it happened this morning. I mean, unforgettably
pretty amazing.
Unforgettably bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of how your brain tried to engage
process.
It, accommodate, you know, find subjective closure patterns that were comfortable or in any way grounded in what you took to be reality, you know. And then the addition of the stroboscopes, the real stroboscopes, holy wow. I can remember it all like it happened this morning. Unforgettable.